On this episode, something a little Christmassy to tickle your fancy for the big day. Just who is Santa Claus anyway? Well, let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
'Twas the week before Christmas and all through the land, people had presents carefully planned. But a storm went and damaged Holyhead Port, leaving governments and hauliers in awful pain to sort. Presents bound for Ireland stuck in truck after truck, meaning some people's Christmas is totally... That's quite enough rhyming for one episode, I think. Hello and welcome to the Christmas edition of Let Me Explain, where this week we are talking Santa Claus. Where did the big guy come from and who is the definitive version? And I'm not talking about the movie version, though that's almost an episode in itself. I mean, who is the definitive Christmas movie Santa? I mean, you've got Richard Attenborough, Miracle on 34th Street.
My mother's Mrs. Walker. She's director of special events for Coles.
Uh-huh.
She runs a parade.
Oh.
I know how this all works. You're an employee of Coles.
That is true.
But you're a very good Santa Claus.
Thank
you. Your beard's stuck on real tight. Usually the store's Santa Claus whiskers are too loose.
Right.
Yours look realistic.
That's because they are real. You give them a tug. Are you convinced?
Mm-hmm.
Ed Asner in Elf.
I've been in New York thousands of times.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's it like?
Well, there are some things you should know. First off, you see gum on the street, leave it there. It's not free candy.
Oh.
Second, there are like 30 Ray's pizzas. They all claim to be the original, but the real one's on 11th. And if you see a sign that says Peep Show, that doesn't mean that they're letting you look at presents before Christmas.
And of course, my personal favorite, Tim Allen in The Santa Claus.
I know you're Scott Calvin. You know you're Scott Calvin. So let's make this simple. I say name, you say Scott Calvin. Name?
Kris Kringle.
Name?
Santa Claus.
Name?
Père Noël. Babbo Natale. Père Nicole.
Papa Gigio.
Okay, Calvin. Maybe a couple hours in the tank will change your mind.
But as dear old Santa suggested there, there have been many names and variations of Santa Claus down throughout the years. So who was the original? St. Nicholas, as all saints began, was originally just plain old Nicholas. He was from a relatively wealthy family and born in what was then Greek land, but is now part of Turkey. And if you're anything like me, you've definitely never imagined a Greek Santa Claus before. But his rich parents both died when Nicholas was still quite young and left him all their money. Having been raised as a Christian, he decided to live by those teachings and give away his money to the sick, needy, and poor. As a relatively young man, he became the bishop of the city of Myra in Turkey, but this was a time of Christian persecution by the Romans, and Saint Nick, before he was Saint Nick yet, was imprisoned for a time for his faith, before eventually dying on the 6th of December 343, the anniversary of which is still celebrated as Saint Nicholas's Day, but has become slightly overshadowed by the big day on the 25th of that month. But just being a decent guy and a bishop doesn't earn you a sainthood. So what did he do that was so special? Well, there are numerous stories about miracles that he performed. One of the most notable involves a poor family with three young daughters. This was back in the day of dowries, which is not that long gone, when in order to get your daughter married, they had to come with a chunk of change, essentially, or a few cattle or something to make it worthwhile for the man. I know. So, in this story, the man is on the verge of being forced to sell his daughters into slavery or prostitution because he has no dowry for them. Yet, when the time comes that he's at the brink and thinking about selling, mysteriously, three bags of gold are thrown through an open window, providing the women with the dowries to marry. More than one version of this tale has the money landing in the shoes or socks of the women, thus becoming the first time Saint Nick put a present in a stocking. Another slightly more fanciful tale has various versions, but all of them involve three young people being caught and murdered by doers of evil, in some cases a sadistic butcher, who then dumps their bodies in a pickling barrel. Until, of course, jolly old Saint Nick comes along and revives them from the dead. Another famous story involves him rescuing a kidnapped child from pirates and returning him to his parents, along with some of the pirates' gold. So you can see a theme. Helpful to young people, flashy with the gifts. This led to Saint Nick becoming the patron saint of children, and a bit more out of the blue, one of the patron saints of sailors. And his influence only grew after his death, according to Dr. Jerry Bowler, who wrote Santa Claus, a biography.
Well, it seems as if Nicholas was the most powerful male saint in heaven. Aside from the Virgin Mary, he seems to have been the saint regarded with most reverence. Hundreds of churches dedicated to him, from Greenland all the way to the Middle East. He certainly takes a nosedive in the 16th century when Protestantism abolishes the cult of saints. And Saint Nicholas disappears, for example, from England as the magical Christmas gift bringer. I can't find any trace of him there after the 1550s and the reign of Bloody Mary. The only Protestant place to keep reverence for St. Nicholas is the Netherlands. And that's quite important because Dutch colonists will take the legend of St. Nicholas, whom they call Sinterklaas, to the New World when they begin to colonize what's now New York in the 17th century. Some people conflate the two figures, but really Santa Claus is a creature of the early 20th century in America, particularly in northeastern America, New York City and Philadelphia. He comes out of the oral tradition, the folk memory of the Dutch colonists in the New York area, and so Sinterklaas becomes mutated into to Santa Claus and will shift from a bishop into a non-denominational fur-clad figure.
So how did Santa going from being Greek Saint Nick to the jolly red fellow we know today? Well, the description actually came from the 1882 poem known more commonly as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And in the 1880s, a political cartoonist took that description and drew Santa up with red and white trimmed clothes, the big beard and the bigger belly. From there, the image stuck and started being used in newspapers, then birthing the department store Santas, until eventually the image we know now is all pervasive. A far cry from the wealthy green orphan to jolly Kris Kringle. Thanks for listening to Let Me Explain. Both this episode, a bit shorter than the usual ones, and all throughout the year, it was genuinely very much appreciated that you joined us through 2024, and I hope that you have an absolutely wonderful Christmas, a great break and time off extending presents from Santa or whoever, and I will chat to you very soon.